Vegan for total peace.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programmes offrent plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
รายการของเรามีให้หลายภาษาโปรดดู suprememastertv.com/schedule.
For an ordinary person or an ordinary disciple, to be positive is good. Okay?
Yes, Master.
But for the master, it doesn't matter if you're positive, negative. Things happen the way it should happen. Okay?
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Alaxis, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. Meng Dei means hello in Zhuang, one of the languages of Guangxi. My name is Zhang Wei. The empathetic residents of Guangxi are grateful to you for enlivening our world with beautiful and colorful flower gardens. Guangxi, also known as Guangxi Zhuang Autonomous Region, is located in the southern mountainous terrain of China, bordering Vietnam, also known as Ao Lạc. Covered by lush greenery all year round, Guangxi is known for its beautiful sceneries and colorful multi-ethnic culture. Landmarks like the karst mountains of Guilin and Yangshuo and the Li River are examples of the region's wondrous natural features. Guangxi is also home to De Tian Waterfall, also known as the Virtuous Heaven Waterfall. As the largest transnational waterfall in Asia, it offers a magnificent view of the border between Vietnam, also known as Ao Lạc, and Guangxi. Guangxi is also home to 90% of the country's Zhuang population, the biggest ethnic minority in China. The peaceful Zhuang people find contentment in the ancient custom of crop growing along endless fields of sugarcane, peanuts, sesame, and many tropical fruits. Distinctive festivals are also celebrated in Guangxi. One is the Singing Festival, an event that honors the tradition of folk songs, considered a bridge of culture and friendship. Another is the Ox Soul Festival, held to show love and respect for the community's oxen. These loyal animals are celebrated with special five-colored glutinous rice and serenades of folk songs. We were honored to briefly show you glimpses of majestic Guangxi, joyous weirs. We pray that you are energized by the good deeds you do that bring others joy and smiles. For decades, Supreme Master Qinghai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Kuan Yin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within, to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Kuan Yin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped world-honored one Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped Son of God Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and many more. Supreme Master Ching Hai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Ching Hai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Ching Hai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Gucci Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavir Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Ching Hai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Ching Hai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Ching Hai promotes the peaceful, loving plant-based diet and envisions with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life. A tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants, Loving Heart, Vegan Food Companies, Vegan Fur Products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we are aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Ching Hai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. In another conference on Sunday, April 25, 2021, our most beloved Supreme Master Ching Hai spent precious time to share her love and wisdom, answering some questions that members had on various topics. Today, we are blessed to present the insightful conference entitled The Traveling Businessman and a Trustworthy Ghost, Part 3 of 6 on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on April 25, 2021.
I was lost in all this technical stuff.
Yes, Master.
My table, it doesn't look like anything that I have ever imagined in my younger life. My goodness. Okay. Just maybe you can see something. Can you see anything? No?
Yes, Master.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. And I room them. I room a lot already. There are a lot more everywhere else. A lot. Hidden. I'm a very tidy person, but but in this case, I gave up, you know? Because so much stuff. Yeah?
Yes, Master.
It takes up the whole table. And I'm glad that I could even put my book, but it's on top of many wires. Oh, thank you. What are you doing? The camera wants to go away to do business or something. You better stay here, take care of me. I'm alone, yeah? We don't need to do business. Yes, we are rich enough. You know, I'm a very tidy person, but this is beyond my housekeeping talent. Before, I could not see the wires anywhere, and I tried to hide them or organize them so that they're not seen. But now I just give up. It's just whatever. I let it be. And they even threatened to buy more stuff for me. Oh, my dear. So the traveling businessman told the farmer, thus, in this city, in this capital city, do you know anyone who is trustworthy? the farmer told him about one person, such and such, and say, oh, if you even have 1,000 gold pieces, you would feel peaceful to give it to that person to take care of it for you. So he was very happy. The traveler thanked the farmer and then asked the way to go to that trustworthy person. When he got there, he introduced himself to this trustworthy person. And then he said to him, sir, I have heard that you are a very, very trustworthy person. At the moment, I have with me a very, very big, big sum of money. I would like to have somebody take care of it. If you would be so kind, I would be happy to entrust it to you. And 1 year after, I will come back to get it. So the trustworthy person said, oh, yeah, sure, you can. You go to... Why are you laughing?
Of course he would say that.
Okay. He said, sure, can do. You just go to my office over there, and in my office there is a big safe. You can put anything there you want. And then the traveling businessman did as he was instructed. He put his money, gold pieces, inside the safe, locked it, and then took the key with him. It sounds like a bank, huh?
Yes, Master.
You put things in the safe, huh?
Yes, Master.
And take the key with you. I never did it. I don't know, but I saw they do it. People do that. I don't have enough to have to do that. Not enough. Not much. Actually, even if I had it, we would use it somewhere anyway.
Yes.
I don't take care of money that much. Some, but the rest, you know, others take care. Yeah?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
In our group. Yeah. There are people who take care of this and that. Thank God. Otherwise, I don't think I could sit here if every day I have to keep counting money and put it in the safe like that boy. Then I think my table would be more crowded than this right now. Full of gold, gold pieces. In the old time, people used gold as a currency, eh? Yes.
Yes, Master. Yes.
Gold and silver and copper and stuff like that. Maybe gold for $1,000, yeah? And silver for maybe 500, and copper for 200, and zinc or whatever, not, you know, like change, small ones, coins. Maybe like that, yes. My God, poor people in the old time. Imagine you carry $1 million with you. Wow. In gold. Wow. And they didn't have cars like we have nowadays, eh?
Yes, yes.
And poor horses.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Poor horses who had to carry rich people and their gold and silver and whatnot. Oh, oh man. Yeah. Aren't you glad you are in this period of our Earth lifetime?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Paper is also heavy if it's a big, big sum, but it's not that heavy like gold and silver, eh?
Right. Yeah, right. Yes.
Oh, we're lucky. And we have cars even. Oh. Things are lighter and we have cars. And before things were heavier. And before they also have like pots made with the earth, yeah?
Yes, Master.
Or copper and stuff like that. To put the things inside, yeah?
Yes, Master. Yes.
Or to put water and to put rice and food and whatever. Oh, man, I feel sorry for the horses who had been born in those times. Don't you?
Yes, Master.
And imagine if you go somewhere and you cannot get a horse cart. What do you do with all that, huh? To carry money with you is already a big problem with all this gold, silver, copper, zinc, aluminium, whatever that is.
Yes.
So then this traveling businessman took the key with him and went to other cities in that big, big, huge country, and continue to sell, buy, and then earn a lot of money. Yeah. Wow. Don't you feel like itchy? Don't you feel like wanting to go some big country like that?
No.
Huge country, like America, Russia, Spain, yeah? Make money, no?
No,
not interesting. We don't know if we stay that long here, right?
Yes.
Who knows about the world or about the karma of people? But let's not be so unpositive. Yes. Actually, I have never been so unpositive before, but the negative things still happen to me. Yeah. Then I begin to doubt whether or not I am positive enough. But for an ordinary person or an ordinary disciple, to be positive is good. Okay?
Yes, Master.
But for the Master, it doesn't matter if you're positive, negative. Things happen the way it should happen. Okay?
Right.
Yes, Master.
Like, yeah, you can see all the Masters. They are the most positive, right?
Yes, Master.
Like Lord Jesus, Lord Buddha, Lord Mahavira, but the things still happen to them.
Yes, Master.
But for the disciples, they are very positive and good things always happen to them. Lucky. Yeah. It's better than nobody has good things happen to them, right?
Yeah. Yes, Master.
So it's only the Master, when no good thing happen, then it's okay. Only one person. It's all right. All right. So after 1 year, he returned to the capital of that country. On the way, he saw a person who walked opposite him. And then he asked that person whether or not he knew the person that he had entrusted his money to. So the opposite direction person said, yeah, I know him, but he is not alive anymore. you should be alive, no. Man. You just sat there. Wait for me to direct you like a film. Open your mouth. You know, show some surprise or something. Even when I went to the theater to see movies, I was more alive than you. You're not supposed to make noise in the movies, but I could never help myself. I was all excited or sad or say, No. I always commented on the movies. And I even criticized the character. He said, you bad boy! And sometimes the movie goes in front of me, or you know, they look at me. I said, okay, sorry. And then I did it again. So I always went early so that I could sit right in the front or right at the back. See what I'm saying? Or wherever was the most empty. Or I put the toothpick in my mouth, yeah?
Yeah.
So I can watch a movie without talking. But then I forgot. And the toothpick fell on the ground. And I cannot pick it up again. It's so dirty, you know? Yeah. I'm all real, you know. I focus on something, then I'm so intense. Yeah.
Blissful viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled The Traveling Businessman and a Trustworthy Ghost, Part 3 of 6 on Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is Freedom Through Self-Knowledge from the Book of Life by Jiddu Krishnamurti, Vegetarian, Part 2 of 2 on Words of Wisdom, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May the heavenly light uplift your souls.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.
Killing is never right. Peace is the only answer.